The Lamoille Valley Fish and Game Club has informed Burlington City and police officials that law enforcement officers can no longer use their gun range for training. The Burlington City Council passed a resolution directing its charter change committee to draft a ban on the possession of semi-automatic assault weapons and multiple ammo clips in the city. In his letter, Gun Club Board President Bob Bovin told city officials that move is prejudicial against the club and its members.
Our club has worked very hard to have a very proactive facility. We kind of reach out to the community. However, when Burlington City Council made this vote, especially when they did it with so much opposition against it, we felt that they were more or less making a statement against people like ourselves that do own guns and are positively using guns and safely using guns. And it's not really against the Burlington Police Department. The police department will get trained no matter what ends up happening.
City Council President Joan Shannon is not worried about the impact of this ban on the city police department.
I have talked to Chief Sherling, and this is not the first time that this has happened. So they will use alternatives that they have used in the past.
Shannon characterized the Lamoille Valley Fish and Game Club's ban as a bullying tactic. She notes that what the council passed is only the beginning of a charter change process.
We don't know what the charter change committee will recommend. If they do recommend a charter change, there are 4 votes before anything happens, not to mention all of the discussion in between. So, you know, why not engage in the democratic process of having a civil discussion rather than acting like the bully on the playground?
Ward 6 Democrat Norm Blay introduced the charter change measure to ban assault weapons in Burlington. He is disappointed with the gun club's decision.
I look to what President Obama said right after the school shooting, that shooting should prompt us to have a discussion and dialogue in the entire country about the proper use of guns in our country. And what our resolution did is just that, is beginning the dialogue. And for the gun club to basically punish the city of Burlington because its city councilors had the audacity to express their point of view, I find to be really troubling, and I think it's very sad.
The Lamoille Valley Fish and Game Club's Bob Bovin says one of their key concerns is blanket statements about certain firearms.
We've been trying really hard to listen to both sides. Let's keep the debate about really what the problem is, and that certain people are doing terrible things. You know, if we're not being supported and we are trying our best to be a positive role in the community, then we will have to sever ties with those people that aren't supporting us as well.
This week, the gun debate made its way to the Vermont State House. The Vermont Senate Majority Leader introduced a bill that would prohibit the manufacture and possession of semi-automatic assault weapons, limit fixed or detachable magazines to 5 rounds, and criminalize leaving a firearm accessible to a child. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.